Today in Houston, Texas, Russell Yates testified again at the murder trial of his wife, Andrea. Andrea Yates has confessed to drowning her 5 children in the bathtub last June. She is pleading innocent by reason of insanity. Reporter Ann Belli Gesselman is covering this trial for Newsweek.
Rusty Yates was on the stand all morning. He was asked in explicit detail about his role in the family as the chief decision maker, and also was questioned extensively about the wisdom of having certain burdens put on Andrea. That's to say, there seemed to be a lot of effort on the part of the state to paint him as a controlling person who had a very shy, modest wife who did not spend a lot of time with any other friends, any other family, but that who sort of went along with her husband's decision.
Why would the prosecution be asking these challenging questions about the behavior and the mindset of Mr. Yates?
Well, I think it's very interesting that, first of all, that both sides seem to be wanting to show Rusty in the same light. The defense will say, and the defense attorney said on the lunch break at the hot dog stand outside the courthouse today, that the reason they want to do that is to just give the jury a full picture of the pressures that Andrea faced, and that she also had additional influence on her from a traveling preacher who was somewhat extreme in his views of women and child rearing. And so they say they're just painting the picture of the stresses. Now, why the state is painting Rusty and trying to show him being a controlling person is really up to speculation. Some experts we've talked to early on when this first happened said that in cases like this, it's not uncommon for women to do extreme acts like this as a way to get back at what they perceive as controlling husbands.
Right. They would be trying to establish a motive, I would presume, there.
Perhaps their job is to show that Andrea Yates knew right from wrong when she drowned her children.
Tell us a bit more about this minister that you're talking about. There's a magazine, apparently, that was coming to the house that could have had some influence.
It was actually a newsletter that the preacher, his name is Michael Warnecke. Now, Rusty very much downplayed his interest in this man and his involvement, but he has testified that Andrea corresponded quite a bit with the Warneckes, meaning the preacher and his wife. And there was a newsletter that was exhibited and admitted into evidence that contained some very extreme language about women, calling modern-day women who work Jezebels, and also extreme warnings and admonishments about women who put their children in school, and that to allow outside influences to get to your children would be sort of a satanic thing, that this is not a good thing, this is not a godly thing. So clearly the defense wanted this into evidence to show that she was influenced by this. Of course, we know that when she was interviewed following the drownings, that she believed that she was Satan, that her children were hopelessly damaged, and this certainly seems to be an indicator of where she might have gotten those kinds of ideas.
Ms. Gesselman, thank you for taking time to talk to us.
No problem.
Talking with us from Houston, Ann Belli Gesselman of Newsweek.